Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today I'm here with Mark Hamilton, a professor of philosophy who teaches college courses in sports ethics at Ashland University. He's a former college player and college coach and a youth coach and sports parent.
Check out our new anti-bullying program, helping young athletes stay confident and mentally tough in the face of bullies by visiting www.youthsportspsychology.com.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Lisa.
So it sounds like you've been in a position to see a fair amount of bullying.
Yes, I have. I think it takes place at almost every level of sport, probably even at the professional level, but I think that we need to become more and more aware of it at the younger areas of life, younger ages of life, and then up through high school and probably even into college.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me some examples where you've seen it, some typical examples?
I think I first saw it actually in my brother. I think that many times bullying takes place again for those kids who aren't quite as good as the other kids, or who may be physically not capable of being successful as others. I was a pretty successful athlete, but I had as a kid and didn't experience the hard side of bullying. But I have a brother that was a couple years younger than me who was a little bit overweight, and I saw other kids push him physically. I saw them more psychologically neglect him, keep him out of activities, ridicule him when he failed to succeed, and me being successful sort of ignored that. And I felt guilt for many years just for the fact that I ignored that and in a sense let him be bullied. Now, if he would have been physically beaten up, I would have jumped in. But the subtle bullying that occurs in sports is much more devastating and not always something that we pick up and observe like the physical bullying that takes place when somebody's just beat up. That would be one. That was the first time I think it came to my understanding.
And what do you think happens? No, what kind of athlete were you? It sounds like you were a college athlete.
I played college baseball at Wittenberg University, but I played 1 year of basketball as well. I think I've been around all sports, and as my position as faculty rep to the NCAA at my university, I've seen every sport and seen it occur little by little in many different sports. And I think that bullying is prone to sports where there is more physicality or more violence even in the sport. I think in football, it's more prone to be overlooked because it seemed to be almost a part of the hazing process. It's oftentimes hard to distinguish hazing from bullying. I think that bullying has the intent to keep someone out, whereas hazing seems to be a voluntary process where you're trying to join an organization. But I think they overlap a great deal. And in physical sports, I think there tends to be more bullying in youth sports. I think we see it in youth football. I think we see it in youth soccer, where there is much more of a physical activity.
Huh. So it sounds to me it sounds to me like you're really addressing mostly boys as opposed to girls.
Well, I think the physical bullying tends to be more boys. I think the verbal bullying can occur in both. Boys and girls, and girls tend to use the method of isolation, I think, when they bully. They tend to exclude somebody, but there's another area of bullying that goes on in teams, and I just came across an example of this recently, and this is the whole concept of cyberbullying,
right,
where they're using the sexting and the intimidation over the phone. For instance, I recently heard of a high school team where this was with girls, where the freshman girls were in showering on a volleyball team, and the older girls on the team hid the girls' clothing into different lockers. And when the girls came out of the showers, the older girls took pictures of them with their cell phones and then sent the pictures out over the wire to their friends.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's devastating. That's horrific. But I think that falls into the category of bullying.
Yes. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that girls do. All right. Well, Mark, you've been really helpful, and I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Check out our new anti-bullying program, helping young athletes stay confident and mentally tough in the face of bullies, by visiting www.youthsportspsychology.com.